Ben and Kelly, good morning. 99.70 JX. We're live backside here at Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation. Happy Oaks, Kelly. You look
Happy
lovely.
Happy Oaks, thank you. I got a dress.
I was all right.
Okay.
You're right. Showing a little bit of.
Look down a little bit.
I was going to say the girls were out.
The girls are celebrated in this dress. They're celebrated and put on display.
I didn't know where to look with my eyeballs, but it was all right.
Now we've both had awkward wardrobe situations.
Yes,
this
that's
week.
True. Yeah. That's true. I am wearing pants that don't have a hole in the crotch, so
that
that's good.
That is great. A little classic kind of a light khaki.
Yeah.
And a gray t-shirt.
Well, I do have. I do have a jacket.
We have a different
that I can put on a little bit later if we take photos because I knew. But
so
you know,
we're gonna do early
in the morning
outfit.
Yeah,
change.
We'll do an outfit change. We'll do a zhuzh with the hair.
Oh, and, you got zhuzhing stuff.
Yeah.
Well, look at that. You've brought your little prep.
Absolutely,
your
Kelly.
Your outfit preppage.
So we're Oaks Day. There is, yes, afternoon storms expected, but yesterday's afternoon storms was just quick and brief and it was out.
It was
and
out.
So
and then, but then I also heard our friend Carson Meredith doing his forecast. He was just like, it may be a tornado and that's a wave three weather. And I was like, well, he said that so casually.
Well, listen, Carson doesn't deliver the weather the same way that other meteorologists.
It's kind of a positive spin. Like, yeah, maybe a tornado.
Maybe. Obviously, yeah, he wasn't too concerned about it.
Right. So I'm not going to be either.
So speaking of news, you know how we've been doing Operation GeoTV.
Yes.
Which, by the way, I think we should try to knock that out maybe a little bit early this morning. You know, NBC is not set up yet. Typically, they do set up, and they're here early in the morning.
I mean, that's the ultimate.
That would be the goal.
GeoTV, right?
Yeah, but the
national.
The way they do it, they barricade everything around, and so you can't.
That's unfortunate. How can you really get a sense for the culture back here?
Right, exactly. The only way you could get behind the shot is if you literally walked on the track. So that's not going to be something
that is also
not going to be something that happens.
Upon. Yeah.
So the other day we photobombed. Remember Jude Redfield?
I do remember Jude Redfield,
meteorologist for DRB.
Sure. Buddy of ours.
He was taking a selfie with the team. Or no, he wasn't taking a selfie. He just had one of the producers.
Taking a picture of the whole crew.
Taking a picture of the whole crew. And then we were giggling like little toddlers because we were behind that shot.
Now I was making an attempt to crouch down. You were not.
No,
you were not.
So he posts it.
No.
And
did you see yourself?
Immediately. I haven't even looked at the photo, but Jude comes by this morning.
No.
And he says, hey, that was hysterical. He goes, I post the photo and immediately people are like, hey, I see Ben and Kelly, Operation GeoTV. I see Ben and Kelly.
Wait, so you have to see me crouching, right?
I guess
Am I
so.
Crouching? We have to find it.
I guess so. I don't
and
know
repost
if it. I don't know if he posted it on Facebook or where he posted it. But Jude,
see, that's amazing when our minions
Jude
find
shot,
us. Even before we do.
captured.
That's
captured
amazing.
Our stupidity.
Nothing makes my heart happier than our minions spotting us before we even know we've infiltrated places and things.
Let's see, Jude.
Which, by the way, the videos this week, I feel like, have been extra special.
All right,
A,
so let's
cinematography's
just real
on point. B, I mean, really.
Oh, here you go.
If you've
here
ever,
it is.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
18 hours ago, WDRB has been a blast with the crew. Happy Derby.
Okay, you can't see me, but we can see you. 1,000%. And
oh,
you
my
are
gosh.
Turning and smiling and laughing. It's perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
It's perfect.
Look, Jessica, there's Ben Davis. LOL.
Oh, my gosh.
I was listening to the radio and he did this.
Oh my gosh.
I see Ben in the background. Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That is hysterical.
That is so great. I mean, they cannot
get
away
from us. There are 194 comments on this photo.
I'm going to go ahead and
most of them, I will say, most of them say, hey, you guys look beautiful.
Yeah,
you guys look lovely.
The crew.
Tammy,
here.
I see Ben was listening to him and Kelly this morning when they were trying to get on live TV.
That's so great. And just the perfect timing. I mean, it's a really great shot. You have the twin spires. The sky's beautiful.
Yes,
there's a ton of people. The crew looks great. They are all... But this guy, like, to the left of Lindsay.
Yeah.
Like, so we've seen that guy back here, like, every day. He's actually taken a picture of us before, and he's just turning around going, what are they doing?
Yeah, he's got that kind of an older gentleman there, but...
oh, this is great.
But, yeah,
you are perfectly,
several
like,
comments. I am over the shoulder of Candace
and
Lindsay.
And you're smiling and laughing like you know what you're doing. You have that look in your face like, I know I'm in the shot.
That's stupid.
And you were perfectly.
That is so that stupid.
I wonder if the person taking the shot noticed it. And snapped it right at that moment too, because you are perfectly laughing.
We'll share it on our Ben and Kelly show. All right,
that counts as a bonus.
Yeah, that's a bonus.
That is not only Operation Get on TV. That's Operation Photobomb.
How do we share?
Which is only fair game because they did photobomb one of our pictures, and it's probably one of my favorite pictures we've ever had backside. Because their poses are all on point.
Yeah.
I mean, they are... This is fantastic. I feel like now, anytime that... I want to add to this bit, anytime we see anybody taking a picture, I want us to, like, photobomb in the back.
Photobomb in the back, yeah.
Like, how many pictures can we get in?
Oh, shoot.
That could be a new... Just a way, the next generation.
All right, so you can see it at Ben.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, at
what
Ben
a
and
great
Kelly
shot.
Show. We just shared it.
Kudos.
That's funny.
It's like, you're like the Where's Waldo.
I look so dumb.
So goofy. That's perfect. You're the Where's Waldo of the backside every year.
I am.
Like, where is Ben going to pop up?
Oh, that's funny.
At any given point.
That is funny.
Which, what? You just can't get that kind of entertainment.
No.
You really can't.
All right. Well, that's cool. We have a broadcast still to do.
I guess we still have to finish the show.
I guess we do.
Outside of just walking around trying to infiltrate everybody else's show.
Yeah, exactly. We got Derby Drink of the Day coming up a little bit later on, which, by the way, it's not a bourbon drink. It's a tequila drink, which is interesting for the Oaks.
Plot twist.
Yeah, exactly.
We're looking ahead to Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, in more ways than one. But yeah, so we'll get to that on the way. Yes, we'll try a little Operation GOTV. Yes,
because it's the last day.
Yes, maybe there's going to be a Steeter strip. Jumped in there. I don't know if we've got You Laugh, You Lose coming up or not. We'll figure that out.
We've got some time to gather some jokes.
Okay. All right. So coming up next, we've got a feel-good story for you.
We need to shine the spotlight on the European Gull Screeching Championship.
Oh.
Gull Screeching.
Like bird.
Yes.
Okay.
As in seagull.
Gotcha.
Yes. Not really the ones that say, mine,
from
Finding Dory.
Mike and Finding Dory.
Exactly. That's exactly what my entry would sound like.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, we need to shine the spotlight on the junior division winner.
Okay, so we'll get to that coming up next here live backside here at Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation on 99.
So we need to shine the spotlight on 10-year-old Cooper Wallace. Cooper won gold for the second year in a row at the European Gull Screeching Championship Junior Division. Something you should know as you listen to him winning again. He is dressed in a seagull costume.
He is dressed in a seagull costume. I mean,
of course
he is. I guess you have to do that.
Yeah, pretty legit.
That's Cooper?
That's Cooper.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You go, Cooper.
Impressive. So, yeah, he went up against 21 contenders in Belgium.
Okay.
His 7-year-old sister, Shelby, made a debut as a sea girl.
Okay.
In the competition and was placed fourth, scoring just 2 points less than the silver medal winner from Belgium.
There you go.
So there you go.
All right.
So just, it's an unusual talent.
Hey, you know what?
When you come across it, you shine a spotlight on it.
Absolutely. You got to do something with that talent.
He went to Belgium.
Yes.
To make seagull sounds.
Maybe.
In a seagull costume.
Hey, and he won.
And he won.
There you go.
Again. So there you go. We'll post the video up on the website a little bit later on at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
All right. Sounds good. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Live backside, Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation. And coming up, Operation Get on TV. Also, Jim Gaffigan. But first, a setting the bar story.
Now, this is an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Road rage is kind of scary. It could be kind of scary.
Well, nowadays, yes. It used to just be, oh, you get might get a you honk get, or you're flip number
off.
One.
Yeah, someone flip you off.
But now you got to be real careful expressing your displeasure.
Sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting so mad at a driver that you literally take a dump on the hood of their car, you're doing okay.
We're not in motion doing this, right? We followed somebody, they parked, we did that.
This is a woman.
Oh,
Christina.
That was unexpected.
Christina's 44. She got a little upset. And at a stoplight, she got out of her car.
Oh, no, she didn't.
Walked around to the back.
Oh, no, no.
Because the car that she was mad at was parked behind her.
Oh, no,
or was behind her. And literally squatted.
No, she didn't. No, she did not.
Yeah,
no, she did not.
She did. Oh. Someone got it on film, too.
Of course they did.
They're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that is really unexpected in real life.
Yeah.
Like, if that's unfolding, you are getting it on camera.
So it
sounds
like.
Who does that?
It sounds like the person whose hood got defiled cut off Christina.
Okay.
Words were exchanged.
Sure.
And then it escalated.
But we drive on and go about our day.
I know. I know.
We don't get out, which then. Probably delaying traffic even more.
Right.
And do that.
I mean, if I am that car, I'm going straight to a car wash. I'm not even
1,000%.
Yeah, I'm not trying to touch that at all.
I don't care if I'm late for a meeting.
I know. I'm going to a car wash.
They're
gonna
understand.
Oh shoot. So yeah.
You can't drive with that on there.
Hey, look.
She literally climbed on the car.
Yeah, she didn't climb on the car. She like went up to the front like radiator hood.
Oh.
And she was, I guess, tall enough that she could just pull down and do a quick little quick.
Okay, oh wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? Just when you think the crazy
that's right.
has gotten to the top of the mountain.
That's right. It
that
hasn't.
You hear about.
It hasn't.
It hasn't.
It hasn't. So that there you go. A little setting the bar story here on 99.7 DJX. Whatever you do this weekend, hopefully you have a good, safe weekend and you don't poop on anybody's car.
Okay. Okay.
All right. That's your setting the bar story.
Okay.
On 99.7 DJX. Churchill Downs, Oaks Day, 99.7 DJX. Powered by Window Nation. So, you know Jim Gaffigan, right?
I know Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah.
He's a comedian. Loves Hot Pockets.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we've talked to him on the phone several times.
Sure.
And he's a delight. He's performed
in town before.
Yes. He's been in all sorts of movies. He has a take on the Kentucky Derby. And I don't know if I've ever heard him talk about the Derby in this way. So here's Jim Gaffigan on the Kentucky Derby.
We are a country that loves to bet on horses. Every spring we track the three races of the Triple Crown. And every spring I always have the same thought. We're still doing this? Is Woodrow Wilson president? But people love the Triple Crown. The Kentucky Derby, where people bet on horses while they're dressed like characters from Gone with the Wind.
That's
it's like
true.
Prom for gamblers.
Prom for gamblers.
If you like my hat, I'm living in my sister's garage. I have a debilitating gambling addiction.
What?
Shall we have another mint julep? You always announce the winner of each race on the news. You can always tell the horse was named by a guy on his eighth wife. The horse is always named like Viagra's Revenge.
Viagra's Revenge.
Alimony be damned. They show a picture of the winning horse on the news. They could show us a picture of any horse. We wouldn't know the difference. I don't know what we're supposed to do with that horse image. It's not like we're going to run into that horse in a bar. Excuse me, did you win the Kentucky Derby? I did. I won the Kentucky Derby. Now I'm in a bar enjoying a Heffenbeisen. After the Triple Crown, all those horses retire. They retire at the age of 3, which feels early.
Sure.
They retire, and then they're sent out to stud. Those horses get paid to have sex, which in some ways is better than winning the Triple Crown. That's like the quadruple crown. That's got to be an adjustment for those horses. Like, hey, remember when we whipped you and we wanted you to run? Well, now when we whip you, we're going to have you do something a little different.
Oh, there he is, Jim Gaffigan on the Derby here. Happy Oaks on 99.70 JX. Still to come this hour, we'll get to a feel-good story. Also, Operation Get on TV. And by the way, we've already infiltrated WDRB.
In an
unexpected way.
We photobombed them, and it's perfection. It's perfection.
So I'll tell you the story coming up. Kind of funny. I was talking with someone yesterday, and she asked, she was like, are you guys playing Pink Pony Club more because it's Derby Week? It's like, no, we play it a lot anyways.
That's kind of our shtick.
We find a popular song, and then we just ram it down your throat. Yep, exactly. Yeah. All right, we're live backside at Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation, and we're going to get to a feel-good story here. We do it every hour here on 99.70 JX.
So this four-year-old's absolutely joyous reaction to being on the Jumbotron at the Anaheim Ducks game.
Okay.
Gave the team the extra boost they needed. So after seeing this kid's infectious smile, they ended up winning in overtime and invited him down after their win.
The noise you're hearing is they're showing up on the Jumbotron, Anaheim fans and Calgary fans, and fans are booing or cheering. Yeah,
listen to the crowd cheer.
Oh, are they booing when he's not on? And then, oh, that's
funny.
The
they loved you.
They loved watched you. Tonight. Yeah.
You had the whole building on fire. Yeah. One more.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Aww, yes, sir.
Sit on the back. Are you sweating me out?
He's sweating. He was working hard.
He sweated on me. They were showing this little kid, like, and then they'd show the opponent's team.
Okay.
Like, they'd just find, you know, fans of the opponents, and every time the opponents were shown, they were like, oh.
They're boo.
And they showed the little kid, and he's just like, yeah! You notice every time he was on, and he's just like, he's four.
Oh,
but he's kind
he
of
it.
Just, he has, like, an older kind of reaction, like, oh! You guys are just so
hysterical. Oh, this
and
is funny.
It is the funniest
that
little video
funny.
Like this kid is hysterical, and then of course getting to go to the locker room and meet the players afterwards and have this little moment is pretty amazing. We'll put up on the website at wdjx.com a little bit later on today.
Earlier today, Jude Redfield, you know, from WDRB,
our buddy meteorologist. Yes,
meteorologist.
Mm-hmm.
yeah good guy.
DRB morning crew,
yeah,
friends of ours.
So he stops by on his way to, you know, the restroom. We're kind of like in an area. We're in a hallway area where a lot of people...
Right by the restrooms and the donuts and the coffee.
Yeah, exactly.
Conveniently located.
Exactly. So he's like, hey, you know what? I posted this photo yesterday, and we noticed after a bunch of people started commenting on the photo that you were in it. like that. Like it was like, hey, there's Ben and Kelly. Hey, there's Ben. Hey, there's
out.
Right.
So
hey,
you pulled off a photo bomb.
So a photo bomb.
We've literally crashed their shot every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Except for maybe the first day.
Okay.
I think we did. No, we did.
We did
get them every.
We
so
did.
Yeah, we've got them every day so far.
Yeah.
So far, they're still today, but we shared the photo on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show.
Yeah.
Because you can,
it is, and it's perfect because you're turning around and smiling.
Yeah,
and you've got this like look on your face, like I'm crashing your photo,
and you're ducking down.
Yeah, you can't see me
because you're not wanting.
Hashtag respectful.
You're not wanting to, and I'm like whatever. So, anyways, that's up at Ben
it's
and
a
Kelly
magical,
Show. It is
magical
kind of funny.
Picture. Great picture of them. Beautiful background. The sky is gorgeous.
Absolutely.
And then there's Ben, just like, hey. Guys.
I know we're such idiots.
So great.
All right. So coming up next, it's Operation GOTV here live at the backside. We are going to attempt to maybe do. I see that WHAS maybe has the Oaks Trophy, so maybe we can try infiltrating
that's
them.
A great moment to get in the background of that shot.
And then
you're really dressed appropriately.
Yes, thank you.
You got a nice coral jacket on.
Yes.
You got a light blue, like, checkered shirt.
Yes.
You got your khaki pants.
I know.
I'm upset you didn't bring the floppy hat.
I didn't. I saw that you had found some older looks that we did.
You know, just reminiscing on our past looks.
And I had a Jed Clampett sort of like Beverly Hillbillies sort of look.
It was a statement piece.
Was that last year or was that 2 years ago?
I feel like it was last year. That was last year's look.
I feel like the hat drama was a couple years ago.
No, the hat drama I think was just last
year.
All
right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, Operation GOTP coming up next. It's 99.7 DJX Operation Get on TV.
Oaks Edition.
Day.
Yeah.
Day 4. Here we go. Mm-hmm. All right. We're just going to kind of meander, mm-hmm. see what's happening. So we've got something immediately right away. I think they are filming the Oaks.
Okay. Now. I'm going to stay in the background.
So we're going here, and I think WHAS is what we're doing. I'm just looking out at the track, hoping all the horses are okay. Trying to meander into a live shot here. Hi. WTRP just looked at me. Doing a little Operation Get on TV. What? Candace. Okay. All right. We're moving over. Moving over. Walk through WDRB. Walk through Wave. I don't know what Wave is doing right now. I'm just checking my phone here.
We've had a couple already.
Wave 3, kind of behind Wave 3. Oh, they just said 30 seconds on WDRB. 20 seconds on WDRB. So we'll go this way. And welcome back to WDRB. Operation Get on TV, Oaks Day. I'm smiling. I don't think I'm on yet, Kelly. We're just trying some things. I'm just out here. I'm in a pink jacket, by the way. They're not going. Oh, there they are. Okay.
What? Stop.
Hi. What just happened? We just got called out.
They're talking about you. Got a celebrity on the air.
We literally got called out. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 JX, live from the backside at Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation. And thanks again to our fine friends in television for allowing us to infiltrate their live shots.
They're such good sports.
Now,
and I choose to think they all enjoy it. I choose to think that. Verified by some.
There is one camera crew that is back here that I think if we could get in this shot, it would be next level.
Oh, it's the top of the mountain.
I'm not talking about national. I'm not talking about national NBC who... You know,
they're back here, but they're all gated off.
Hallmark
Channel.
Hallmark is shooting a movie.
Shut up, they are.
There is a crew. There is an actress. They are shooting a film. They're shooting a movie.
A Hallmark movie is being shot.
A Hallmark movie about horses, or a Hallmark movie about Churchill Downs.
How do we get in it?
Or a Hallmark movie about some sort of love story.
What would the name be if it's a Hallmark Channel movie about horse racing or the Derby?
Run for the Roses and Romance.
Oh. Okay, let's keep working on that.
Hang on. Bet on Love. Okay,
Bet on
like
love.
That, like that. Okay, so if we're storyboarding, maybe a title of a Hallmark film about love found at the church at Churchill Downs.
Yes.
Or at the track.
At the Derby track, whatever.
Love at the Finish Line.
Love at the Finish Line. Okay.
Okay, all right. Think Hallmark. Garland of Romance is good.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's good.
Garland of Romance.
That's good. Garland of Romance. The trifecta of love.
Oh, how many people are in
that
this?
That could be. I don't know.
How many people are in this?
I don't know. That's
the Trifecta that could be of Love. Yes.
That might not be Hallmark Channel.
That might
material.
Be more Lifetime or Showtime, even.
Showtime.
That might be Showtime. Max
that's
After Dark.
Max.
That's right. All right. So Hallmark is definitely shooting a movie here. We're just maybe,
how do we
maybe
get in it? Do
thinking
we
about titles. Okay. But yes, how do we get
well,
in
they're kind of on the other side. That's the crew, right?
They are they on like the other
on
side?
On the other side of the
fence?
And they're looking, they're like the cameras are pointed at the horses. So
of
we'd
course
have to
they
like
are.
Go jump on a horse to get in the shot, I feel like. And that's
jump
gonna
on
be,
a horse?
That's going to be frowned upon. Dang it.
Horses wait. And heartthrobs.
Horses and heartthrobs?
Mint juleps and matrimony.
Mint juleps and matrimony. Oh, wow. Okay, so it's still a work in progress, the title.
Winning, it's winning her heart. No, that's
no,
bad.
No.
Okay,
no.
What about the jockey and the journalist?
The jockey and the journalist? We know nothing about the roles of the people or their backstory. But, oh, there's probably like a second chance involved. Second chance stable of love.
Second chance stable of love. Michelle texted in the triple crown of love.
The
yes,
triple
yes,
crown.
Triple crown
yes,
of love. Yes, that works.
Triple crown of love.
That works, yeah. Definitely, if Hallmark is here, I'm kind of excited. Listen. Hallmark has done thousands of new movies.
Of course.
Dare I say hundreds of thousands of movies
they
about love.
They have a similar
they have
formula.
They have a formula
yes.
for what works. And
so maybe a big city lady lost her job, had to come back home and work in the stables here.
Home
it's Churchill
to
Downs.
Kentucky.
Falls in love with a jockey.
This is like Elizabeth
is
Down. Remember the,
yes.
the movie Elizabeth Down?
With that Orlando was, Bloom?
Yes, Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
Because he had to come.
Kirsten
he was
Dunst?
LA.
Yes.
He had to come back
yes,
to Louisville
absolutely.
Or whatever.
Somebody had to come back from the big city. Coming back to work.
A thorough. A thorough search. Wait, a thoroughbred
thoroughbred
of romance. A thoroughbred, thorough search of my. No.
No, we're still
heart.
Working on the title.
Beneath the twin spires.
Beneath the twin spires.
Twin oh. desires under the twin spires.
Oh!
Or desires under the twin spires.
Also could be a romance novel.
Desires
yes.
under the twin spires.
Oh
John texted in.
The twin spires.
Yeah,
yes,
John texted in. Win, place, love.
Oh, yes! Win, place, love!
Oh, Jamie! Jamie texted in. Obviously, it's going to be unbridled love.
Unbridled love.
That's good.
Yes!
That's
unbridled
good.
Spirits.
Unbridled spirits
yes.
works, too. All right, so yeah, Hallmark back here at Churchill Downs right now, and they're filming for
okay.
what appears to be a future movie.
We got to try to figure out a way to weasel ourselves in as extras. Could you even imagine?
Like, maybe I get my SAG card that way.
Maybe that's how we get our SAG card.
Maybe that's how we know it.
Then you're
then,
credentialed to be
then
in the
we're credentialed.
Of
then we're union. TV. That's right.
It's like, you know what? Next time you see me in the background, you're going to have to pay me.
That's right. Oh, shoot. All right.
This is great.
Live.
What an opportunity.
We have an opportunity. This is all what right. we're saying. All right. Thank you all. All right. So we'll figure this out. We'll figure this out. All right. We're live backside here at Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation on 99.70. Jack Harlow, 99.70 JX, live backside, Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation. What party is Jack going to attend tonight?
Oh, that Oaks. Is always the question, because you know he's got to come in town for it, right?
Yeah, he'll be in town. Diplo is going to do the Sports Illustrated party tonight.
I would imagine a lot of the celebrities hit that one.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Like especially the sporting celebrities.
Exactly.
Like the Tom Brady's, the Michael Jordan's, those.
Exactly.
The Tiger Woods, those type of celebrities are going to be hitting that party for sure. The Shaboozy, I know he's going to be doing a show there at Paris Town.
Right.
Of course, the Barnes Table Brown, you're going to have a lot of celebrity sightings there tonight. 99.7 DJX. Now, listen, there's a guy that I was talking to yesterday whose wife, he lives in California, his wife is doing like prenup work. She's a lawyer. She's doing prenup work for a client of hers.
Okay, got it.
All right. So this client on Monday says, hey, I'm going to invite you and 11 other people to my annual Kentucky Derby experience.
Wow.
So, you know, this guy I'm talking to, his name's Greg. Greg's like, this is my wife. And she's like, honey, you're not going to believe this. You know, your bucket list to go to the Derby. Well,
I'm going
to
go ahead and check that off for you.
I'm going to go ahead and check this off.
I'll let you know how it goes.
And so,
OMG!
And so they fly in on a G6.
So wait, she brought her husband?
No.
Is he coming too?
No. Oh, just her. Just her.
Oh, no. It's his bucket list item, and she's doing
right,
it for
right,
him.
Exactly. And so he's telling me, he's like, you're the only person I told because you're the, like, you know, you're in Louisville. You know. Like,
you know what I'm talking about.
You know what I'm talking about. And so she flies private jet, G6.
Of course she does.
Into Kentucky.
Yeah.
They land on Wednesday. They were backside with us. I mean, we didn't
know.
Did
she come find you?
No. Okay. No. She didn't know who I am.
Okay. Well, I just figured, like, your friend would tell her to come find you.
And being
the only guy that he knows
right,
in the area.
Right, exactly. So they're at the stables, you know, and they're looking at the Derby horses, they're looking at the Oaks horses and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But and they're gonna do all the parties and they're doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so apparently they don't go to Millionaire's Row. This client has something called the Mansion.
The Mansion?
Here.
There's a mansion?
Here.
Okay.
It's one of those at the very, very tip top.
Really?
Yep. And so apparently this client...
So wait, even better than Millionaire's Row?
I guess so.
The Mansion.
Yes.
And that's where she's hanging out.
And so apparently either she owns it or but it gets used like twice a year. And it's Oaks and Derby.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. So...
How mad is your friend right now?
Oh, yeah.
Not only is she getting to go to the event that he is on his bucket list, but she's experiencing it in that way.
Right? I mean, in such a...
Extravagant
way that you or I have never even... How many years...
I didn't even know it existed.
Neither did I.
I was 8 years old when I learned that that was a thing.
But now... We need to figure out how, not necessarily for the Derby, because, come on, but maybe for spring racing or something.
Oh.
Be like, hey.
We need to infiltrate the mansion.
The mansion.
Like, does Churchill Downs advertise this? Like,
no.
This is an experience you can have?
Yeah, see, this
have
is one
heard
of those.
About them? Is this a hidden gem?
This is one of those, so it is on their website.
It is on their website.
Yes.
Okay.
You can actually look it up on their website. It's called The Mansion.
Oh, luxury dining in the mansion.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
This is something though, but yeah,
how do we weasel our way into that?
I know. And so there it is. It's like right there at the finish line.
Okay. It shows you where it's at.
It shows you exactly where it's at. But.
Yeah. Isn't it funny that we always have to, when we talk about like going certain areas here at the track, we always have to weasel our way in.
I know. And it's like, how long have we worked here?
Right.
How long have we,
We're always going to weasel.
We can't just ask for the credentials.
Nope.
And they go, yeah, sure, Ben and Kelly.
Nor do we get invited. Even better, we just weasel.
Oh my gosh.
That's amazing.
Has anybody else known about
the mansion?
We just got a text from a listener who said my husband worked security several years ago and the mansion doesn't even have security inside.
What?
It's just at the door. It's super expensive and it's super exclusive.
Oh wow.
I know. And so I'm just sitting there going,
I don't want to go there so bad.
And so it's like,
I don't
want to
go there.
Greg and I, you know, my buddy whose wife is got invited on this trip, right? We're just talking, we're like, our goal is just to have an experience that's a little bit better than the common man.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, we're not asking for that. We're
just one step above.
We just want one step above the common man. You know? So anyways.
One little notch.
Such a cool thing. And literally, this is something that I've never heard of until this year.
You know what? I'm kind of mad that I now know about it because now I want to go there.
I know.
Before, I was living in ignorant bliss.
I know.
I didn't
Sometimes
know.
Sometimes ignorant bliss is
didn't
good.
Didn't need that in my life.
Right, right.
And now I need to.
All right, it's 99.
On 99.7 DJX.
So we got some intel, a couple different people. One, Chris, who works back here with us, he got some intel.
He's our snooper.
Yeah, he got some intel that there was a Hallmark crew on the backside here at Churchill Downs, and they were filming. And so we were like, wow, okay, Hallmark, they're doing some sort of like love story at the track. And we
that would be the Operation GOTV, like Top of the Mountain.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And then so we were like, you know, is it a thoroughbred romance? Is it twin spires of desire?
Twin spires of desires.
Or
bet on love.
Yeah, or is it desire under the twin spires or something like that?
Yeah. That.
Yeah.
I
so,
like that.
So, we were wondering what maybe the Hallmark movie title could be, right?
Right. A lot of possibilities.
And so the film crew actually just jumped from the backside and they're filming some stuff on the front side right now. But then we got a text message from a listener who said, hey, Hallmark has a movie coming out literally tomorrow night about the Derby and Fascinators. And it's called Hats Off to Love.
Stop it. Stop it. What's it say?
Hats off to Love.
Stella designs hats and fascinators for socialite Rosalind and meets her son Christian, who's training a horse to compete in the Louisville Derby.
In the Louisville Derby.
That means they didn't have the rights to say Kentucky
Derby.
No,
they definitely did not. Oh my gosh. Listen. This is...
Sneak peek.
She has been antsy recently.
Oh, if you put a piece of tape on her nose, you'll have much better luck.
Tape?
Works every time. My dad taught my sister and me tricks with our horses.
Oh.
But by no means am I a horse whisperer.
By no
means. Doesn't matter. You got good instincts.
Oh.
Now that you mention it.
I do.
I could actually use your instincts.
Oh.
Really?
How so?
Yeah, I don't know much about the do's and don'ts of your mother and her friends as far as their preferences are concerned.
Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't call myself an expert on that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but I bet you know more than you think you do.
Oh.
And I could use your input so I don't have another... Bless your heart incident.
Oh, a bless your heart incident.
Wow.
Maybe we could help each other.
Oh.
Huh.
How so?
Okay. Stella Stone.
Stella Stone.
Stella Stone.
Stella Stone.
Hats off
Stone.
To love.
Of course.
Saturday, May 3rd at 8. Only on
that
Hallmark
is,
Channel.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to say that's going to win any acting awards. I'll say that. That's probably not going to win any acting awards.
Listen.
Chris almost spit out his donut.
Maybe you can help me take off this fascinator.
Oh, my gosh.
And then maybe I can help you take off that bow tie.
Hats off to love.
Hats off to love.
The Louisville Derby.
The Louisville Derby. So, wait. How are we going to... No. All right. So for real, though. How are we going to get our SAG card? How are we going to get it? How are we going to get in on this?
Well, they have to come back to the backside.
They would have
I'm
to.
I'm not going over there. I don't have
I'm
that
not
kind of credential.
Yes, you do.
I don't. Oh, but I do have.
You do have the girls out. You do have a dress.
Displaying
You've
some
got
other
it.
Kinds of credentials.
I'm telling you, Kelly, you and I look like we could be extras.
That's what I'm saying.
Like I have a jacket on. It doesn't look like I literally just rolled over and out
you
of bed.
You have an outfit on. That's
I have an outfit on
for the track. Like we could blend.
We could
in
be extras
as extras, like we're attending a horse race. Like, that's what it looks like. We could easily blend in.
And we could be like, number two. Number two out of the
Lovey,
four
go
positions.
Give me another beverage. I need another mint julep.
Wait, I bet they can't call it mint julep.
Oh, they probably can't.
Give me one of those
mint
whiskey drinks. Those are
mint
great.
Mint whiskey drinks.
Those are fantastic. I love those.
Give me another one of those beverages named after a flower.
Oh yes, an Oaks Rose.
Listen, they
no, it can't be. It can't be Oaks.
Any of those?
No, it'd have to be the Cedar Rose.
The Cedar Rose.
The Poplar.
The Lily's Race.
The Lily's Race. Yeah, and it can't be the Run for the Roses either. It'd have to be...
Oh, the Run for the Daisies. No,
it's still the Rose Race.
Oh, the Rose Race. Yes, the Rose Race. Yes. Oh, my gosh. All right, so yeah, there you are. Oh,
we're ready.
Hey, you know what?
Tag us in.
But, is it just me, or don't we hear about movies
after the fact?
A year and a half before they come out.
Yeah.
Because there's shooting, there's reshooting, and then there's editing before they actually come out and they're literally, Hallmark is shooting something to air tomorrow night.
Yeah, well, no, I don't think that's
This can't be.
It's for next year.
Then maybe
it's
going
to be for next year.
This is the sequel.
Oh, well.
They're already.
Hats off to Love.
Part two. They have already decided that this is sequel worthy, and they are shooting the sequel. That's what it has to be, because
they're going to break up and then they get back together. It's their second chance. The next movie, it's their second chance. This is great.
All right. So there you go. We'll keep you posted on what we find out.
Hey, I hope the producer's listening. We're ready.
Hey,
just put us in.
Hey, we're Ben and Kelly.
Do you see that guy out there in the shorts and the shirt, and he's got a fascinator on, like a lady's fascinator.
Yeah, he's got a t-shirt and like an open shirt. Okay, all right.
I want to say, because that fascinator matches her dress. I feel like he's holding it for her.
Are you saying this is a part of the Hallmark movie?
It could be.
Okay, all right.
It could be.
All right, so we do see some random things here backside.
Yeah.
The Hallmark movie being the most unique.
We need to figure out a way to get in it.
Yeah, we do. All right, we'll keep you posted. It's 99.7 DJX. Are we doing jokes? It is.
I have some.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay.
I'm not going to promise they're great.
We never do.
Some of them are pretty good, though.
We never do.
Okay.
Okay, so I tell you what. Let's do, let's play a couple songs, and then we'll do You Laugh, You Lose.
Let's do it.
Coming up here, my gosh, live at the track. Powered by Window Nation on 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly with some WWE superstars here. We've got Maxine Dupree and Natty. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. How are you?
By the way, you guys look fantastic.
Well, yeah,
thank you.
They're so gorgeous. You're looking at them like I don't look at you and think wrestlers.
Well, we use a good moisturizer, but
that's and we take our outfits very seriously.
Yes, that's obvious and well done.
Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely. Of course, WWE Monday Night Raw coming May 12th, 7:30. And now, Natty, they call you the boat of WWE. Does that stand for baddie of all time?
Ooh, I like that.
I actually love that.
Oh,
it's, you know, self-proclaimed best of all time.
Okay.
Nice.
You know, not that I'm going to brag, but I do have 6 Guinness World Records for basically outworking everyone except for this one. She works to own.
It might be self-proclaimed, but I can testify.
Okay.
It's accurate.
All right. Fantastic. Maxine, you have done everything from the director of talent at Maxim Male Models.
And that's a nice gig. It's not bad, let me tell you.
And you're now one of the fastest rising stars. So how's that feel?
Thank you. That's so kind of you. It's really, really special to work for this company, to get to work with Natalia, to get to work with Otis and Tozawa, and just learn from all of them. They all have such a wealth of knowledge, and I'm just trying to absorb it all.
Okay, so we're not supposed to spring things on you guys.
But I thought
like you're up for it.
Always.
It would be our duty as broadcasters to, if we've got wrestlers with us, to ask if maybe we could wrestle.
I would love to put you in the sharpshooter.
Okay, I don't know what that means.
As long as you have a good chiropractor, that's the thing.
Yes. And as long as you sign off, you know.
No.
Don't come for my girl.
Okay, listen. I'm talking thumb wrestling.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, you don't want the smoke.
I feel like it's still, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So here, hang on, Maxine.
This nail might get you.
Yeah, I was going to say, look at
really
your nails.
Beautiful manicured nails.
You do have beautiful manicured nails.
Of course.
Okay.
A really big ring on the fingers. All right. So yes. Maybe there's a, you know, yeah.
Don't get blinded.
Yes.
So it's going to be me versus Maxine.
Okay.
And now we're going to do one, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war.
Okay. See, she knows
yeah.
it really.
Okay. All right. So we got it.
This is not my first rodeo.
Here it is. Wrestling WWE here, live backside.
Who's your money on, Natty?
For the... For this or for the horse?
For this.
For this or for the horse? So for this, I'm going with Maxine because she is beautiful, but she's very stubborn. So that's a winning
I'm a Taurus. Yes.
I'm a Virgo, nice. So.
She's in my blood.
Take it from a Gemini. She knows what she's doing.
All right. So here we go. One, two, three, four. I declare a thumb war. Oh, dang.
Oh, wow.
Hang on.
Dan, oh,
wow. One, two, three. Listen.
He's going to say he wasn't ready.
Was that the fastest thumb war of all time?
You know what?
Guinness World Record, right there.
I've got Guinness on speed dial.
Thank you.
I am going to swallow my pride and say congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That was a little quicker than I expected.
When you guys walk away, he's going like, I wasn't even trying.
No, I was trying. That was the worst part of it.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yes. And now listen, I had a setting the bar story about throwing away some live piece of ammunition or something like that from the Civil War. But you know what? I found something funnier. So we're going to go with that.
Okay. If, a little pivot.
If you can manage to make it through the day without me booking a massage at one of those massage places.
I went and just had a massage the other week after the gym. My neck was sore. Well, since then, I've found out that it is a full service. There were flags, and they were red and waving. And when it was halfway through, I walked in, and he was like, oh, no, I'm going to wait for that other person. And I was like, yeah, whatever. She's actually giving me a great massage. But then she didn't change the towel or the face thing or anything when I left. She was just like, out, next. They were probably so confused as to what was there.
She's innocent. She's just like, they're probably so confused as to why I'm there.
I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Just wanted a Swedish massage.
Yeah, and they're like, okay.
Relaxation.
Once they figured out that she wasn't there for the other, then they were like, all right, you got to go.
I'm not going to tip as much as I normally get.
That is your setting the bar story. Yeah, you know, if you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, booking a massage accidentally, of course.
Some research.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah, one of those. Then you're doing okay. Your derby drink of the day coming up next. And it's not a lily on the way. 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly, Derby Drink of the Day. Nancy with Herradura. Hi, good morning.
How are you?
So this is something new, tequila on oaks.
Why not?
Yes, so what do you got for us?
So we have tequila Herradura. Here's the beautiful bottle with the horseshoe on it. What a great tie, right?
Yes,
Derby.
Absolutely.
Yes. So Herradura means horseshoe in Spanish.
Didn't know that. Literally
the perfect partnership. This is our Reposado. We are the world's first Reposado.
Okay.
Came out in 1974.
Okay, so explain Reposado like I'm 5. Like I'm 21.
That's inappropriate. Right, like you're 21. Right, and just drink it for the first time. Yes.
So it means it's aged. Ours is aged for 11 months.
Okay.
I think the minimum is like 2 months. So
cool.
We kind of go a little above and beyond the industry standard, but so it's just aged in barrels, and that's where you get that beautiful color from.
Ooh, it is nice. It is pretty.
It is so pretty.
All right, so what are you making?
So we're going to have the Crown Mule. Now, this is a drink that is first time for the track this year.
Ooh.
You can get it at any bar across the track, across Churchill Downs, and it is so, so simple. It's just 2 ounces of that Reposado, and then you top it with this tropical ginger beer from Q Mixers.
Ooh.
So easy.
That's something I can't mess up.
Do it at home and, you know, replicate this. And it's so light, so refreshing.
Garnish with a lime,
and you're done.
I mean, this... Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Oaks Day, backside Churchill Downs, powered by Window Nation. What a week indeed. And I will tell you, this is kind of a cool story. I've told you that we are an educational show, right?
Absolutely.
That
the learning happens, whether
and sometimes
we intend
unexpected
it to or not.
Yes, exactly. Sometimes it's unexpected learning. Sometimes we deliver this. But I will say that we met Sergio earlier in the show. He was just walking by and he introduced himself to us and he was just like, hey, you know, I love listening to you guys. Thank you. You know, it's like, oh, great. But then he goes, I don't speak very much English. And then he said, listening to your show
has helped him learn English.
Yes.
Look at that. Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone. Of
great
learning here in Louisville.
Oh, it's probably not good learning.
I mean, it's great.
Yes.
It's great.
Yes. I'm doing a little Rolodex in my head right now
of everything
talked about and what the words he's probably learned.
Yeah, absolutely. He's learned all the important ones.
Yes.
Every important
all
one.
All of them.
Yeah. So anyways, shout out to Sergio. That's very cool.
And some animal mating sounds.
That's
too.
Right. It's 99.7 DJX. Okay, hey, real quick, shout out your outfit because you.
Oh, yes. I need to thank Pink Tag. Brittany and the crew over at Pink Tag Oxmoor Center has completely done me up head to toe. So I've got the fascinator.
You look great.
The dress, which I've gotten many compliments on from all the TV people. Which is kind of nice. So thank you so much. If you still are like, I still need the perfect dress or fascinator or hat, go to Pink Tag Oxmoor Center. They're amazing.
Fantastic. Honestly, like, and I don't mean this to sound weird, but I don't know where to put my eyes when I look at you.
No. This dress.
It shows.
Displays my credentials.
It displays
my credentials.
Listen, the girls wanted to come to Oaks.
They did.
They wanted to come to Oaks.
They wanted to party.
And hey, you know what? It's great. You look great.
This dress accentuated my credentials.
you look great. All right? That's all I'm saying. All right. So, and then later on, you're going to be at the Middletown Kroger.
If you've never seen the creation of the garland of roses that's going to be literally draped across the winner of the Kentucky Derby, it's a sight to behold. I mean, and I will say this. Last year, Allison, one of the master artists who has been sewing the roses for years and years and years, invited me to sew a rose.
Really?
Now, I got behind this. Like, I got up close and personal last year. We were on TV.
Sure.
Operation Get on TV. The whole thing.
Yeah.
But she did say, I am expecting to sew a rose into the garland of roses today.
Wow.
I mean, so talk about pressure.
I was going to say one of the roses on the Derby winner will be sewn, hand sewn by Kelly.
That's correct. And I am really hoping that it's not one that pops off.
That falls off. That is funny. That's great.
But I'm learning from the best. They are amazing artists and they do this at the Middletown Kroger every Oaks. So if you're not going to be at the track, come on by.
Yes,
come
for sure.
Created. It is pretty
after five.
Spectacular. I'll be there from 5 to 7.
Yeah.
We start even earlier than that. I mean, it's a long process.
There's
a lot of roses and they're all hand sewn individually. It's incredible. So come on by, see us. We'll be
all right. Have a great Derby weekend.
Yes.
Enjoy
absolutely.
The parties tonight. Tons of parties happening. Yes. Enjoy the celebrity sightings.
And your pictures. We want to see your outfits.
Yeah, we want to see them all. All right.
See all the fun.
All right, guys. Have a great one. We will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.